Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, located here.
We are doing the show today on 1.5 times speed.
Imagine if you did that. Like, you're listening to the podcast and you go like 1.5.
Do you ever do it? Do you ever listen to the podcast?
I have done it. Depending on the person, it's got to be the right person, though, because if you listen to what that was, unintelligible, even more unintelligible than it first was.
And it is weird when I've done it. I thought, nah, there's no way I can listen to this person at this speed.
Well, you get used to the tone of their voice.
2 minutes in, you're like, I'm good with it. Let's go.
Yeah, I will say you have to pay attention more. So if it's one of those that's just kind of in the background, you won't even have any idea what was being talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're like really engaged in it, you can get through some stuff.
That's when the transcription is very important, though, and very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that, Steve.
It is, but I don't do that because it's an audio medium and I'm not focused on watching. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
So bad.
Oh. He's like, you guys are stupid. I don't like you. Why did I take this job? What's it going to cost me to move back to Chicago? I don't even know. How many times have you said that to yourself, Steve? Man.
Too many.
What was I thinking?
I know. I do feel like every once in a while. I mean, that's why, like, in real life, I always will just stop and tell Steve.
You're great.
You're the best.
You're the best. Absolutely. I love you, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're great, and, you know, I do things with Steve because I enjoy Steve, but there are days where, you know, I'm just, yesterday here at work, he said something to me, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
Oh, it was regarding the Lainey Wilson interview.
Oh, okay.
And
he said, man, you'd asked him really bad questions. Did he say that?
No.
No, okay.
And we were talking about what we were going to do for it, and I said, well, I'm going to I'll make some videos, like some Instagram reels that, you know, 90 seconds or less.
Sure.
So you don't think we should post the whole interview?
Oh, boy.
And I, just like that, just like a little baby. Do you don't think you should post the whole interview? And I said.
Wait, was he doing your, was he imitating you?
No, then that would have been, no, you don't think we should do this. Huh?
So he was just doing his regular voice?
Yeah, he was just kind of like. Well,
oh, so that's your Steve impression.
Yeah, because he goes, well, I was thinking about posting the whole interview. And I said, yeah, I'm going to cut up some videos of it, make shorter clips for Instagram.
Yeah.
So you don't think we should post the whole video? And I just looked at him and I screamed, would you just shut up?
Oh, my God.
And it was joking. It was a joke.
Oh, that's the.
It was a joking manner. And he laughed. And I go, no, of course you can post the whole interview, Steve. That doesn't mean that we can't do both, is all I was saying.
Uh-huh.
And then one of our coworkers came down the hall and he said, is everything okay?
Yeah.
I said, everything's fine. I go, you try working with this guy. And he was like, all right, well, I don't even yell those words to my dogs.
I know. That was.
And I was like, yes, I need to be nicer. I'm sorry.
Played, yeah.
But Steve and I joke around a lot, or at least I think he know. You know I'm joking, right?
No.
Don't do this. No, you're going to get all,
great.
Every old lady in Spokane is going to
easy
hate me. Right
well, now. Now you're going to get it because you just said old lady. I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, well, old lady, I think that's a good idea to say that just randomly.
Okay. I love your impression of me.
I would like to have you two have a conversation as doing your impression of the other person. So I would like Steve to do... You know, he's doing his Kevin voice. He's playing Kevin. And then, Kevin, you do your Steve voice, and you guys can have a conversation. As if, you know, the morning just began, and you just saw each other for the first time.
Okay. We can do this right now, I think. We can pull it off.
I think you got it. Do you want music?
Well, there's no chance that I'm saying good morning first, so I guess Steve will
ever,
have to kick
ever
this
in
off.
The history of ever.
Ice.
Hold on. Do you have music or not?
There's no way that just happened.
Yeah, it did.
That is so accurate. Hold on. Oh, wow.
Okay, let me start.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kevin James. Oh, how are you doing today? You ask me that every day. I'm the radio's Kevin James, don't you know? Oh, okay, so just like yesterday. Just one day, can't we play the quiet game? Well, I was gonna... Jay wanted me to ask you if we had a way to give away Jelly Roll tickets.
Why is your voice so high?
Why is yours so low?
Ice. Give me ice.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, then don't go to the counter over in our little kitchen area.
Why, what's over there?
Cleaned out the pantry at my house.
Kevin James.
Oh, probably all the healthy snacks.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jay. Good morning, producer Steve.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Kevin.
Here we go.
I actually have a tribute to Steve right now.
Tribute to Steve. Need some music?
This is going to go well.
I pulled a Steve.
You pulled yesterday. A Steve?
Yep.
Mm.
Hesky. I sometimes call it a Hesky.
Okay.
I pulled a Hesky, and he goes, I don't think that means what you think it means. That's what he told me earlier.
Wow. Okay.
So I go, I'm on the air. My first thought's going to be how I pulled a Hesky.
Hmm.
He's like, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll find out.
Here's what it means to me.
Okay.
Yesterday, I did not get my groceries. I usually have my groceries delivered on Monday or Sunday or Monday.
Hmm?
Just didn't do it. I was like, nah, I don't know. Had other stuff going on. By the time I thought about it, I was like, whatever. And then my son and his girlfriend and my granddaughter were going to dinner at Grandma Kathy's. So I was like, oh, sweet. Then no one's going to be around. It's just me. I'll eat whatever I want.
Okay.
And so then I thought, oh, it's the last day I can use that Uber discount that I had.
Oh, the 40% thing or whatever.
So I jumped on there. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get my favorite salad in the world. Caruso's Pierce Salad. Mm-mm-mm. Add some chicken. You got yourself a real doozy. So that's what I did. And I was very happy about it. And then I thought, no, you know what I should do? It's 40% off. It's pretty much like free.
Right.
I'm getting a salad for today, too.
Oh, you double dipped.
So Steve does that all the time, right? Where he orders more than one thing.
Right.
And then we'll have it for a day or two.
Then he's got leftover. Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this, would you, Jay?
He can be taught, Steve.
Look at that.
He can be taught.
That is correct, Kevin.
Salad. I had one last night.
Nice effort.
And now I will get one here at work today, and I couldn't be any happier.
See? See?
I had never heard that before, and I'm sure that there's probably, I would imagine, quite a few people who do what Steve does, but I'd never heard of it before.
When sometimes when you're doing something like Uber, you're like, well, it's going to be painful cost-wise anyways. I might as well make it super painful. And then, you know, just order a few items. Get your money's worth is what it feels like.
Yeah, because their delivery cost doesn't go up. Right?
Oh, yeah. The fee, if you have a fee, is
it's kind of a two-for-one there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Wow, and Steve now teaching Kevin.
Thank you, Steve.
It's what I do.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true.
True.
All ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Grasshopper teaches sensei. It happens.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it happens, guys.
There are advantages and disadvantages, though, to planning ahead like that.
To planning for, I mean, do you consider it leftovers? What do you consider that when you buy it one day,
I mean, I guess
with the intention of eating it the next day, even though you have not touched it?
Yeah, I don't, if you haven't touched it, it doesn't feel like leftovers.
No.
It feels kind of like Steve said, planning ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What's the disadvantage, Steve?
Well, I tried to do that the other day. When I visited, we'll say an unnamed restaurant.
Right.
I don't want to. I mean, it was a great experience, except for this one thing.
Okay.
I ordered all this food, right?
Yeah.
And so they gave me a bag.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, all right, this is great.
Again, you ordered food with the intention of eating some of it in a following day.
At a later date.
Yep.
To be determined.
Yeah, TBD.
Yeah, exactly. And they handed me the bag.
Here's your bag, bro.
And I was like, ooh, this does not look safe.
Oh, no.
And I grabbed it, and then I took the handles.
Was it a paper bag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
And then paper. Whoosh to the floor.
Whoosh.
Just immediately.
From the bag to the floor.
Yeah. All the food?
Well, yeah. So.
What crashing?
The handles just ripped.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's some of those bags are so bad.
Had you even made it out of the store?
No, it was basically just handed to me.
And it just moved through?
Yeah, I moved the handles a little bit. Kind of grabbed it. There was too much food.
And this is handed to you at your door.
No.
Oh, okay,
you went into the place.
Okay, yeah. Wow, that's totally on them then.
And they go, oh, I'm sorry. And I go, well, no, it was my fault. I should have known that.
No, it was not your fault.
Too much stuff.
Yeah, that definitely is not your fault.
No,
that's so. But you didn't.
Too much.
You didn't waste your food. It was stayed secured in the containers.
Oh, yeah. It was fine. It was all edible and everything.
Did they give you two bags then instead of one at that point?
No, I just picked it up, grabbed it from the bottom, and walked my way out.
Oh, you did? You didn't even get anything else. Okay.
No, I was done at that point. I was like, well.
I'm sure you felt embarrassed and thought it was your fault and thought you'd ruined the world and ran with your tail between your legs and jumped in your car and hoped no one saw you.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate statement.
Dang it, Steve. That one's not on you.
I mean,
you don't have to throw a fit, but it's definitely not your fault.
I don't know. 27% my fault.
27%.
Did the people at the place notice and say, like, oh, geez, let's get
sorry,
to a different bag?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they apologized, but I was too quick on the, okay, I'm just going to grab this and leave.
You just wanted to disappear in the thin air at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I had my moment.
I picture Steve, like, Kevin, just reaching down, scooping all the food containers up, like, into pulling them to his chest and sort of a hunched over, bent over, you know, the Grinch that stole Christmas, you know, thing, tippy-toeing out, trying to be invisible.
That's okay, I got it. I got it, I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, it all maintained, they did a good job, like, packing it in there, so it all maintained its togetherness.
Yeah, yeah.
As it should.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well done.
Easy to scoop.
I do like the concept, though. I do like the leftovers. You guys are kind of into
I'm liking it a lot right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you have the food the next day.
And then I do love the salad containers that they give you.
Man, that's
so
nice.
Then I will be keeping these and making salad, you know, my own salads. They won't look this good.
Also, I got some takeout the other day, and they can't do the styrofoam thing here in Washington anymore. I don't know where else they can't do that, but you can't do it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't do styrofoam takeout. You know, you had the containers.
Watch
cannot.
Me.
Well, I don't think you're
Watch
a business,
me.
So you can do whatever you want. So I was like.
That is interesting, Jay. I haven't noticed that, but yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you can't do
Wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. Panda?
No, they don't, not styrofoam anymore.
Mm-mm. They probably made of bamboo or something.
No, it's just like paper or something. And I got this. Well, it was Mexican food, and I got it in, like, an aluminum, like, tray.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, that's better?
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I was like,
that's better?
I mean, technically recyclable or maybe or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, if you eat that.
The aluminum?
Yeah. Have you ever seen what happens, Steve, if you eat aluminum foil?
Is this a trick question?
No.
What's the answer?
Sheet metal.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you say pinochle people that many times fast?
Kevin James.
Sure can.
Let's try it.
Pinochle people, pinochle people, pinochle people. I've come from a long line of pinochle people.
Really?
My grandparents are pinochle people.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Talk more about it in just a little bit here, but we had the $5,000 Cabela's winner. We went and did a little shopping yesterday with Alexa and her friend, Amanda. So one of the things that I enjoyed, Kev, right? It was right, you had to run to an appointment, and at the end, when we were loading up, I want to say it was Debbie and Patrick who were talking, their employees, Cabela's employees.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking outside, and they were both talking about how they listen to the show and listen to the station. And Patrick was like, sometimes if I'm driving, you know, outside the range of the radio, I don't get to hear your guys' show sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And Debbie whips her phone out and goes, well, you see this right here? This is the app. You need to get this app. And I was like, she was explaining to him how to get the app.
Yeah.
And I was like, go, Debbie. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Yeah,
go,
thank
Debbie.
You, Debbie. More like our birthday.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a present for us, no question. So, yeah, that's a very good point, Debbie. Thank you for that. You just get the app. You can take us with you wherever
it's
you
true.
Go. Yeah, and it's free. All right, let's take a look at the audio vault. Let's see where to start, where to start. That is the question. I'll give you a little TR. I'll give you a little Thomas Rhett. Talking about the fact that, you know, the full circle on songwriting and what it means to an artist.
When you write songs, some songs just stem out of thin air, you know, and I think writing a song is literally a miracle that it actually happens. And so you record it, you put it on a record, and you kind of just let the world have it. And then when you walk up stage, it's like it's the full culmination of writing the song. Watching someone sing something back to you is probably the most special moment, I think, of being an artist. Getting to watch someone's face light up when those first notes come on, and you know that you're rocking with that person.
And how long that takes.
Yeah.
First of all, it's personal for a lot of these people. You know, sometimes you'll write a song that, you know, just whatever, but a lot of it's personal. And then, you know, what is it? Years sometimes down the road before you get to sing it on stage for people. And the next thing you know, they're singing it back to you. I'm sure it's a cool feeling.
Absolutely. It's got to be.
Sometimes you write a song that's personal. And Tyler Hubbard was talking about the aspect of his new song, which is called Park.
I had a flashback to being 15, and my girlfriend was 16. She had a Toyota Camry, and I remember us riding around, and we had a little tradition where we would, usually on the way home from church, we would stop somewhere and kill a little time in the parking lot, if you will.
On the way home from church?
Well, yeah. Seems to make sense. Doesn't matter where you're coming home from.
Huh. Yeah, you know, you just want to have a post-discussion.
Huh.
That's right.
Meryl Streep is on Only Murders in the Building. I'm assuming again this season. She didn't die off in the previous season. Kevin, I only watched like one
we
and a half seasons.
We don't know because we didn't finish that last season.
Okay.
But I will tell you, the new season and all the people that are on it, I'm like, gosh darn it. I'm watching this season again.
You're going to watch.
I'm
back
starting
in?
It again. I don't know if I'll finish last season.
Okay.
But I will start this season again.
Well, two things that I gleaned from this little interview and this little clip from Meryl Streep.
I thought, I'm just going to ask the...
They said, how did it happen that you went on Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah. I thought, I'm just going to ask the two funniest people I know if I can work with them. And so I called them up and I said, you know, if you ever want to do a movie or something like that. And they said, well, why don't you do the show? And I was, but that's a Selena sandwich. I mean, I didn't know how I would fit in.
Where do you fit in the Selena sandwich is the question. I mean, clearly.
Yeah. And she fit in well. She was great on the show.
The Selena sandwich is hilarious. Also, I feel like Meryl Streep, no matter what, you can ask her any question, and she's going to answer it like she's acting.
It does sound like she is, right? Like, I think that's genuine right there.
I think it is, too, but I just think the way she talks.
But I know what you're saying, yes.
Yeah. And I was like, I will ask the two funniest people I know. And they said yes. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what character is she playing right there?
Miss Meryl Streep.
Ah, I'm playing Meryl Streep.
If you ever want to do a movie or something like that. And they said, well, why don't you do the show? And I was,
She won an Oscar for playing herself.
Yeah, 100%.
It was great.
Oh, man. Scarlett Johansson was asked about the fact that she has never been on social media, does not have an existence, an official Scarlett Johansson account.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
And they asked, how in the heck did you do that?
I think social media is a great tool. It's a wonderful way for people to connect. But I feel personally, I think I'm just too fragile for it. I think I'm too fragile for social media.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think it's just hard. You know, I'm certainly not immune to, you know, FOMO and all of that. It's hard to look through like other people's lives and not, you know, compare your own to other people's.
What a great job of being self-aware.
Yeah, just realizing, you know, that probably isn't going to be the best for me.
That's not going to be that healthy. I do get jealous when somebody goes, you know, on vacation or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a really good life, right?
I mean, I imagine.
I would assume so.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, you know, somebody who's doing pretty well, you know, when you look financially and professionally, you feel like she's probably okay. But what a great way of just looking at it. I probably shouldn't look at other people's lives if I'm going to be jealous about it. Well done.
Yeah,
it seems normal.
It's a fair point.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty well self-aware, and she seems very normal. And she doesn't seem like she's acting. I'm acting.
Social media, FOMO.
FOMO. And that's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is the 27th day of August, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if you just go down and say, I didn't want to say anything, but my girlfriend will not leave me alone.
I think that would be fine, too. I mean, that's a great way of blaming mom,
you know? Yep.
Yeah, it's the old blame up scenario.
Kevin James.
Well, and also, if you want this girlfriend to be anything more than that, you should probably just do what she said.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Back to class cash. That's just $200 for you, and we'll do it at 8:20 this morning. Simple. It's just going to be a, hey, call now, you win $200. That's about as easy
as
it
gets. Yeah, it's real easy.
Yeah, 8:20 this morning, and then again 4:20 this afternoon with our buddy Jim. So that's your chance to win some cash. Back to class cash.
It's truly like we're renting friends.
Huh?
Well, I mean, we're just paying people to be our friends and listen.
I'm okay with that.
Whatever. Hey,
amen, yeah.
Whatever it takes, man. All right, we've got these Jelly Roll tickets, Kevin. I do not deserve. Do not is the key phrase here.
Let me tell you why I don't deserve Jelly Roll tickets. Mm-hmm. This is the latest example I thought of.
Okay.
The other day, I drove through a drive-through area.
Okay.
On your neck of the woods, Jay, by Barker.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was I had some stuff in my car I wanted to get rid of.
Okay.
And I saw that there was a dumpster. And the dumpster had one side open, and so I swerved over there real quick, and I did the thing where I tossed it out, and it hit the edge of the dumpster and then fell on the ground. Guess what I didn't do? I didn't get out and throw it away. I just kept driving.
Oh my!
I was like, well, I tried.
Wow. Wow.
That's all you can say.
509-441-0999. Rich.
Good morning.
Now, look, Rich, we're going to qualify you for this little drawing we're going to do here in a minute for these Jelly Roll tickets if you can tell us why you don't deserve them, and it's an actual reason why. I mean, if you say, oh, because I want them, you know.
No, it has to be.
It's got to be something.
It's, like,
it's got to be something, Rich. Why?
Yeah, you got to give us a good reason you don't deserve
them. Why don't you deserve Jelly Roll tickets, Rich?
Well, you know, here's why I think that I don't deserve these tickets here, Jay, Kevin. Seems like I think just yesterday I called in and I was the lucky caller to be the right caller for Beat the Show, and you know what? It was a miserable time of me playing Beat the Show, and I feel really bad that I took some other caller's opportunity to win Beat the Show away from them, because I was too stupid, and I was on my first day back to work.
Yeah, you were so terrible yesterday. I mean, Rich, you played before, and you usually do a good job, but yesterday wasn't.
So I don't think I deserve them.
It was an abysmal performance, but we still love you, man. But I mean, you know, that wasn't. So what you're saying is you don't deserve Jelly Roll tickets because you ruined Beat the Show yesterday.
I did.
He really did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't give you credit for that. I have to take. I mean, come on.
Well, so you also don't deserve them, Steve. But
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Rich, hold on for a second, Rich.
I don't deserve. Steve's example could be I don't deserve Jelly Roll tickets because some of my Beat the Show questions.
It might qualify.
Every
you.
Day, man.
Yeah. Mike,
I'm consistent.
Mike, why don't you deserve Jelly Roll tickets?
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, I don't think I deserve them. Because about a week and a half ago, I was kind of a bad husband.
Uh-oh.
You were a what?
So,
a bad husband, Kev.
Yeah, my wife and I were going to celebrate 18 years. And I've been so busy lately working and dealing with my dad that I didn't even get her a card this year. And I always do something for her every year, even when she tells me not to. And this year, I just didn't have it in me. So I feel like I don't deserve them because I should have done something, and I didn't.
Yeah, well, you're 100% right.
Yeah, no, that's going to count. I mean,
yeah, that one, that's it, yeah.
Have you paid the price for that?
No, she's been pretty good, but I know that she probably still would have liked something.
Yeah, so, I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably would have. Yeah.
That's
sleep
get
with
you.
An eye open, buddy.
Well, it's easy to sleep with an eye open when you're on the couch, Kev.
That is, 100%.
Mike, hold on for a second. Yeah, that's going to get you qualified for not deserving Jelly Roll tickets for sure. Lisa.
Hi.
Why don't you deserve Jelly Roll tickets?
Well, the other day I was in a rush and I was shopping at Walmart, and I went to the self-checkout and came out, and because I was in a rush, realized I hadn't paid for my avocados, but I was in a rush, and so there it was.
Wow.
Yes, that's theft.
And if it's avocados, it was probably about $800 worth.
It could have been,
for both of them. Yeah.
The bummer is, by the time you got back in the store, they would have been bad. So that's the only bummer.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Usually we don't promote this kind of thing, but we will qualify her.
Yeah, well, we're not promoting it. That's why she's qualified.
No, don't do it. Just like Jelly says, he did stupid things in his life.
That's right, Kev.
And now he's being a good man.
Hold on, Lisa. We'll get your information here, get you qualified. Congratulations on not deserving Jelly Roll tickets. Jolene?
Yes, sir?
Why don't you deserve Jelly Roll tickets today? What did you do?
Mine's actually kind of bad. So, like, for the past, well, let's stop now. For 2 years, I was on medication that I didn't know affects your impulse control and could cause compulsive gambling.
Oh,
so
boy.
For about 2 years, I was going to the casino every time I got a paycheck, and every time I'd lose, I would call my brother up and borrow money and make up some lie, and he would send me, you know, $1,000 every time I would call him up.
Wow.
And so now I stopped with the medication. Medication's done. But now I'm clawing my way out of thousands of dollars of debt.
Oh, man.
That's real life stuff right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, good job on figuring it out, though.
Many times did your brother fall for it?
Kevin?
He, about 4 or 5 times.
Okay. Yeah. And then he was like,
I thought for sure Kevin was going to ask for his number, Jolie, and I was thinking that was going to be the next. That was going to be the next one.
He still doesn't know. Like, I still haven't got up the courage to, like, tell him and be like, hey, this is why. So.
Well, good job figuring out the medication thing. That's awesome. The fact that your brother, you have a great brother, that part is awesome as well.
What was the medication?
No,
I do want to know. I'm just curious because that's a weird thing that it affects impulse control.
So It's ropinirole, so it's for restless leg syndrome.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. Medicine is weird
it
that
is,
way.
It is, man.
You know what? I'll tell you what. We will qualify you, but you have to promise us that you will come clean to your brother soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Hold on, Jolene. Hold on for a second. All right, there you go. There's your four qualifiers for the Jelly Roll tickets this time around. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. You know